What a great song. So 2 Chronicles 29 contains an account of the actions of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, the son of Ahaz. I know we read that last year because we all read through the Bible in chronological order last year. But Ahaz had done evil in the sight of the Lord, Hezekiah's father, setting up idol worship in place of the true and living God. And that went on for 16 years before Hezekiah came. Hezekiah restored the temple sacrifices and the worship of Jehovah. I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 29, verses 20 through 28. That's appropriate because it kind of fits nicely in our Wednesday evening study right now. We're talking about sacrifice last Wednesday and again this Wednesday. Then King Hezekiah rose early and assembled the princes of the city, and he went up to the house of the Lord. They brought seven bulls, seven rams, seven lambs, seven male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, the sanctuary in Judah. And he ordered the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the bulls, and the priest took the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. They also slaughtered the rams and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They slaughtered the lambs also and sprinkled the blood on the altar. Then they brought the male goats of the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. The priest slaughtered them and purged the altar with their blood to atone for all Israel. For the king ordered the burnt offering and the sin offering for all Israel. He then stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with harps, and with lyres, according to the command of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet, for the command was from the Lord through his prophets. The Levites stood with the musical instruments of David and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah gave the order to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song to the Lord also began with the trumpets, accompanied by the instruments of David, king of Israel. While the whole assembly worshipped, the singers also sang, and the trumpets sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. So in addition to the burnt offering and the previous offering, they made thanks and peace offerings involving hundreds more of these animals slain with their blood sprinkled over the altar. And after all that, in verse 36, Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced over what God had prepared for the people. Note that they didn't rejoice over what they had prepared, and there was a lot of effort in that, but they rejoiced over what God had prepared in this great series of sacrifices. God had prepared the law with its system of sacrifices to atone for the sins of the people. He prepared a tribe of priests to conduct these sacrifices. He prepared a king and to encourage them to return to their responsibilities and to their God. God provided the sacrifice animals themselves ultimately through King Hezekiah. The Levites, priests, and the king decided to do what God had commanded. And they recognized that what God had prepared was good. Chapters 30 through 32 radiate a sense of euphoria in Judah as the people return to God after 16 years under Ahaz and his Asherah. Note that 2 Kings 18 tells us that Hezekiah even destroyed Moses' bronze serpent because the people had started worshiping the serpent. Imagine us destroying such a precious artifact, a historical artifact, but they were misusing it, so that was destroyed. God has always prepared what his people need. He prepared a garden for Adam and Eve. This universe that we live in and marvel at, and the earth that provides all the sustainment that we need. He's prepared us for every temptation. For every temptation, he's prepared a way of escape. Jesus promised that he was going away to prepare a place for us in his Father's house, where there are many mansions. But the greatest preparation that God's made for His people is the reason we assemble here each first day of the week and gather around this table. God's prepared a way for us. He's prepared the way for us to be reconciled to Him, our sins having separated from us, as we just heard in the sermon this morning. And that way is Jesus. Jesus Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by Me." So the emblems before us here represent not a system of sacrifice, but the sacrifice, once and for all, that was prepared from the beginning by God, that we might not face eternal death and eternal separation from Him. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So the Word became flesh. He did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but He emptied Himself, taking on the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on the cross. As Hezekiah recognized that God's way was the good and right way, let us now remember the death of our precious Lord Jesus, the last and all-sufficient sacrifice that God prepared for us.